T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm
I love this
would
song.
Never ring.
I wish boy bands were this good nowadays.
And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Come on, everybody. You know the words.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
The words,
so good.
Oh my God! Peter Tork died today,
age 77.
Bassist for the Monkees, the first real boy band. And by the way, I think that's Rod, get in here for, because you and I love to talk about music and music theory and stuff. I think that is completely unfair. I realize this was not a band like the Beatles in Liverpool or wherever, where it was four guys from school who came together and they just happened to be really talented and made great music, or the Stones, or, you know,
or any other band.
Or any other band. This was a band like boy bands of today that were unknown to each other and forced to be, not forced, but.
Well, they actually held auditions.
Put together, yeah. And they said, hey, you know, Davy Jones, you look pretty good. Peter Tork, you look pretty good. We're going to put you guys all in a band. Nobody's going to play music, the actual instruments, but Peter Tork and Davy Jones, and you're going to make big hits, and we're going to make a lot of money off of you.
Actually, I believe it started as a TV show,
mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, solely.
But the music was good.
It was.
And that's why it
part
went
of
on.
The reason the music was good is like Neil Diamond wrote that song.
That sounds like a Neil Diamond
they,
song.
They, you know, had good people writing songs for them, and when you are together enough and, you know, do this stuff enough, you start to get better. You know what I mean? I mean, they eventually were all playing their own instruments and touring.
Why do you say that it's unfair to be called a boy band?
When I think of boy band, I think of One Direction. I think
right.
Of
nobody
five
plays
seconds
anything.
Of summer.
They all stand up there and sing.
Everybody
and
writes.
Dance
everybody
steps.
Writes your songs.
That's
for you.
That's what you're saying. That boy band. Well, boy band has come to mean something else in the United States.
Yeah, I think of like NSYNC and what's that other one?
Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm. They're all the same thing.
Tell me why.
I just think of really cookie cutter crap pop.
Yeah, but when you say they're the original boy band,
that's what people call them.
I don't think they equate. They're not equating the Monkees with NSYNC.
I mean, that's a good song.
Good song. Anyway.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I like it. Did you guys hear about the change.org petition to sell Montana? I love it.
Have you heard about this?
To whom would we sell it?
Canada.
To Canada for $1 trillion.
To pay off the debt.
Unfortunately, the national debt's like $22 trillion, so it's not going to make much
of a dent.
Let's
sell 21 other states.
Everybody says that. You know, they're like, well, it's 21 trillion. What's 1 trillion gonna? It's gonna start. If somebody owes you $22 and they at least bring you a dollar, you're like, hey, look, he's making an effort.
No, I don't. I go, why did you give me a dollar?
You don't say
$22.
Bleh, I don't want your dirty dollar.
No, I'm saying if you owe somebody $22 and giving them a dollar is not anything.
What's your? It's a show of faith. Here's a trillion. I'll get you another trillion when I can.
Catch you later.
Best part about the petition, though, is that it says, we have too much debt and Montana is useless. Just tell them it has beavers or something.
It has what?
Beavers.
Beavers
or something.
What?
14,000 people have signed this petition. It's my favorite thing today.
Speaking of beavers.
What state would you sell?
I knew you were going to ask that.
North Dakota.
Other than Missouri. I'm kidding.
North Dakota.
I'm
from Kansas.
Okay, here's the problem that you need to stop and consider.
Yeah, everyone else is going to say Kansas or
Missouri. No. If I met a guy.
No, they're going to say California.
I met a man who was in the Air Force, and he told me if North and South Dakota like got together and made a combined Dakota, and that combined Dakota seceded from the Union, they would be the third largest nuclear arms holding country on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we should be nice to the Dakotas, okay, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to let Montana go. I don't know what's in Montana.
I would say, if you've got to pick one, it would be like Montana or Idaho or Wyoming. I'm sorry.
There's just not a lot of people out
there. Not a lot of stuff out there. It's a lot of ranch land.
Big ranches.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, ranch land's nice.
Love ranch.
But that's nuclear where they missiles. Buried all the missiles.
Love ranch. Oh, wait. Ranch. Have you seen the Iowa ranch lady?
Oh, yes. I got to pull up that
we
video.
We have to talk about this.
What?
Kristen Gillibrand is up in Iowa,
you will
right?
die laughing. Hilarious. Gillibrand is trying to do this, you know, town hall meet and greet, right?
New York senator who is considering running for president.
Hundreds of people are shoved into this Iowa
bar
and restaurant.
Yes.
And then this one girl comes by, and it's caught on tape.
Yeah, I saw this.
And she's trying to be inconspicuous, and she's trying to get around the crowd. And
she literally goes right next to the senator.
All she wants, when the senator turns around, she's like, I'm just trying to get some ranch. It's so funny.
Awesome.
I think it's
she's
great.
She's called the ranch girl now. She's gone viral. Just trying to get some ranch. Six words, and this 22-year-old college student has gone viral.
Can we get her on the show?
Who doesn't love ranch dressing?
I don't think you should back away from the bold ideas that the base and the grassroots care about.
I'm just trying to get some ranch.
Go ahead.
That's awesome.
She says,
who doesn't want some ranch?
So Iowa. It's fantastic.
And you know what she said? She said, I was trying to be polite. Iowa polite. We're all very polite.
Just trying to get some ranch.
Just trying to get some ranch. She now goes by Ranch Girl. Her name is Hannah.
I'm just trying to get some ranch.
Go ahead.
She's now selling T-shirts, and on the shirt, it reads, just trying to get some ranch.
Good for her. Make some money off of this.
She was on CNN last night. I think it was Jeannie Mose did a hilarious story about ranch dressing. Who doesn't love ranch?
Can we get her on the show?
I can try. I mean, she's kind of a big deal. And the bar, it's called the Airliner Bar, gave her like a lifetime supply of their homemade ranch. It's homemade.
Well, of course.
Of course. Gave her a lifetime supply of their ranch dressing.
Well, the last time we reached out to somebody who was kind of a big deal that nobody knew of, we got this.
You need a turn, you call me.
So I'm thinking we give her a call.
Can't hurt.
You need a turn, you call me.
Okay, sweetie. That was, I've done a lot of interviews in my life. I've interviewed some very famous people. I know you've interviewed Michelle Obama.
But the moose turd lady.
That may have been, I interviewed Lynn Swan. And Gene Simmons. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the moose turd lady easily in my top five.
You need a turd, you call me.
She was great. We need to get her back on the show.
All right. I'm reaching out to Hannah. We'll see.
Is this ranch lady?
It's ranch girl.
Sorry, ranch girl.
Just trying to get some ranch.
You need a turd, you call me.
Okay. All right, we're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph tomorrow. Apparently, we have a lot of things to give away up there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I'm not sure why we're giving away tickets to Science City up in St. Joe, but apparently we are.
It's a thing.
Yeah, whatever. We'll give it away. When we get back, the Southeast Kansas teacher.
Oh, this story.
Give Dana just the highlights.
What the hell are people thinking?
German student, football coach, I'm your new Hitler.
Oh, God.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's a text exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with people? I think I've said that 10 times this week in stories that we've covered on this program. What is wrong with people?
Good old Independence, Kansas.
Can't we just talk about Ranch Girl?
I think I would sell New Jersey.
Yeah, problem is New Jersey's kind of like in a good spot in the country, though.
Yeah, but the smell's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the people from, I say this, and my mother's from New Jersey.
Scott!
Oh, my God. Never mind.
So's our boss, just FYI.
Yeah.
Why don't we walk that one back?
I'm not in the mood to sell New Jersey anymore.
Again, good, what is wrong with people? There, that's 11. We're good.
But I was thinking about, like, Jersey Shore, you know, like, the situation. What's the chick's name on that show?
I don't want to talk about it. They were going to come back. I'm like, please, on behalf of all of America.
What was the chick's name?
Do not come back.
J-Wow?
J-Wow.
Yeah.
No, it was like Snorty or something.
Snooky.
Please stop.
Am I hurting your head?
Like, if you had to rank the worst reality TV shows in the history of what has not done anything positive for our country.
That's why I'm saying
that one has to be in the
top. Well, that's why I'm saying you sell New Jersey. The only problem is
sell those people to an island.
My parents are from New Jersey, and so that doesn't work so good. You can't sell Colorado. Rod will quit.
I love those mountains.
I like Texas. What state do we sell?
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out. Would anyone really, really miss?
Oh, my word!
It's like way over there. We had to fly into Canada.
Did you hear what she just said?
She wants to sell Alaska.
It's freezing.
It's got a lot of oil.
Well, we want to keep that part.
What about Michigan? Why don't we sell Michigan? When was the last time you went to Michigan or even thought about going there?
They have 12. They have a great college there.
Which one?
Both. I wouldn't want to give up either one of those colleges.
They have Detroit.
You could sell Detroit.
Okay.
I think if I lived in Montana, I'd be offended. Because if someone did a change.org petition with the position, let's get rid of Kansas, we would all be like, what?
You know what everybody thinks of us, right?
Yes, and I don't, you know, it's I don't know. If you lived in Montana, Ted Turner, isn't he up there?
Ted Turner owns a lot of property
up
there.
You would be like, leave me alone. We're quiet here. We're happy. We have our cows and whatever else they do up there. I don't know.
We could sell Florida, but that's a lot of beaches.
It's a lot of great news.
Ooh, we could sell Alabama and Mississippi in a package deal.
Get rid
of all the racists.
What about Florida?
Do not call them all
racists. Well, that's what he said, but that's too much beach.
Yeah, but there's a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy.
Would anybody miss Louisiana if we got rid of it?
I think people would miss New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the people peeing in the streets and everything?
Yeah.
It does have an odor.
Here, show me your boobies. I'll give you some beads. Yeah. I'd miss that.
You know what? I've been there once. It's like Vegas. You go and you know what? I've seen it. I don't need to go back to the French Quarter.
Oh, here we go. It's from the text line. Do we really need Vermont?
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's a good point. Yeah, but New Hampshire is the same thing.
It's pretty, but okay.
And New Hampshire has
a
beach.
What else is there?
That's a good point. Let's sell Vermont.
I like Vermont.
Yeah. All right.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. If you buy new, if you buy used, does not matter. They will pay your sales tax for you. I know it's tax time. I know no one likes paying taxes. At Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, you don't have to pay at least one tax, and that's the sales tax. They're going to do it for you. The offer will end soon. So if you've ever even been thinking about getting a new car, getting a used car, head to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, check out their fantastic inventory of new and used vehicles, and they will pay your sales tax for you on either one, your choice. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Remember, if you've got a trade, they will pay you the original base MSRP for it when you buy any new or used car. That means you get a new or better car. You pay zero sales tax, and Volkswagen of Lee's Summit will give you the original base MSRP for your old car, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit on 5470 in Colburn Road or VWLeesSummit.com. VWLeesSummit.com.
There she was,
just walking down the street,
singing.
Do what did it do?
Tapping her fingers and
shuffling.
She looked good,
she looked fine,
she looked good, and I knew.
Why do I always think of the movie Stripes when I hear this song?
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, I think so. We are actually, this went faster than I thought.
Ranch Girl says, I'll call you.
The Ranch Girl from Iowa apparently is getting ready to call into the show this afternoon. Wow. The internet's works fast. So Dana reached out to Ranch Girl. For those of you who haven't seen her, she's become rather famous all of a sudden. She was at a restaurant where, was it Kirsten Gillibrand?
Yeah.
Is that who it was? The senator from New York was holding court in Iowa at some restaurant like they all do where we're super rich, super powerful people, but we're going to pretend like we hang out in diners like the rest of
right.
them. And we're going to hold court. We're going to stand here and we're going to talk about the issues. And Kirsten Gillibrand's just sitting there talking, sitting up on the top of a booth.
Yeah.
Like
she's sitting at the top of the booth.
Give me a break.
And poor Hannah's just trying to get by, and there's all these cameras there.
And Kirsten Gillibrand stops and looks down at her
like she
from
wants
the booth.
Something.
Yeah, like, you have a question? And she goes, no, I just want to get some ranch. From a fries. And
you literally could have asked anything in that moment. You've got the floor. What do you want to know?
I just want some ranch.
Just
need some ranch. And you're kind of in the way and created a crowd here, lady.
She might be my hero.
So we're trying to get, what's her name? Hannah?
Her name is Hannah.
And she is
a student at, I believe, the University of Iowa.
Okay.
I don't want to get that wrong, but I think it's the U of I.
Well, we can ask.
Here she is.
Oh, hang on. Let me see. Ranch Girl.
Hello.
Hi
Hannah.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, how's it going for you?
Do you want some ranch?
I'm not going to lie, I'm actually eating some ranch right now, so I'm good, actually.
Okay, you're good. Hey, we've got to get to the news here at the bottom of the hour. Can you hang tight? We would love to talk to you.
Yeah, totally. Do you know at what point it would, like, the interview or, like, being online?
Yeah, like, yeah, I will absolutely put it up on podcast so you can share it, and we'll be, like, back with you to chat in, like, 3 minutes. It'll be super fast because we have a lot of things to ask you. Namely, how are you dealing with this new viral fame that you have found? And I'm sure you utter these six words, and now everyone knows who you are.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. I was just double-checking because I'm a resident assistant, and I'm meeting with a resident at 6, but, like, I highly doubt it's going to take a half
hour.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
no. We'll start the interview right after the news. You will easily get to your meeting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and
no,
Hannah, I haven't
no
been
problem.
Here past 6 o'clock in 7 years.
Neither have I.
Okay. I just wanted to double check just so I, like, didn't look like talking.
Okay, you eat your ranch, and then we will be right back with you.
What are you putting the ranch on right now?
I'm currently dipping kettle-cooked sea salt pepper chips.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tasty little treat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat ranch with everything?
No, I don't. I think that's, like, what a lot of people are assuming that I do. But I mean, I have a tub of it now that I got as, like, part of the gifts from the airliner. And I'm a resident assistant, so I don't have a lot of options right now in my room to eat.
Right.
So I was like, this seems like a good combo.
Sounds good to me, Hannah. All right, you sit tight. We'll be back with you.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight.
I just DM'd her on Facebook or Twitter, and I said, "Send me a selfie of you eating ranch, and we'll post it so everyone knows what she looks like." She's
oh,
so
hang
cute.
On. We need to find. Hey, Hannah.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school? Are you at the University of Iowa?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hang tight. We're gonna get to the news, and then we will get to you. That is Hannah. Is Kara gonna do the news today? Hello. Hi.
She goes, what? Okay, now she's running. Don't make her run.
She's not pregnant anymore.
We don't run here.
No, but she hasn't slept in 4 days.
Thank you.
Stop talking about her. Here she comes.
Hey, Kara, we got Ranch Girl holding. She's gonna talk to us when you come
back. We have an exclusive interview with Ranch Girl.
It's a world exclusive.
Yes.
That's amazing. When?
She's on the line. You want to say hi?
Hello.
Ranch Girl, you're on with Kara Markson to do the news.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello. You are internet famous, woman.
Yeah, it's been a wild past couple of days.
All right,
we got to do the news.
I
we'll
can't
be back.
To hear this.
Where have you been?
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Newsroom, Kara Markson.
All right, a suspected domestic terrorist held without bail. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia, and I was driving the Sportage until recently, comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, they've got them. Kia's got more for the money. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, they took all four categories in a recent small car competition with Forbes. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Whether you're looking to buy a diamond, looking to sell a diamond, call Scott and Steve. If you have never sat down by private appointment only with a diamond wholesaler, call and make that appointment. See what it's all about. See how different that experience can be. Our daughter-in-law just got a mother's ring for her right hand. It just came in a couple of weeks ago as they celebrate the pending birth of their first child. She went in, sat down with them. They designed this ring specifically for her. She had some loose diamonds from her mom's old ring that she didn't quite know what to do with. They incorporated those into the ring. They sold it directly to her, and she saved. Wait until you see the savings on anything you buy from them. And I've always said that you can price them first, you can price them last. Wholesale prices will not be beat. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Increasing clouds throughout the evening hours, but still thawing out as temperatures are in the 30s, 28 tomorrow morning. 42 the afternoon high, a chance of freezing drizzle in the morning. Hopefully most roads have been treated sufficiently, so it shouldn't cause too many headaches. As mentioned, the temperature above freezing once again, with that thaw continuing and a chance of rain with that 42-degree high temperature. Saturday, the storm system will be pretty much right overhead. 37 in the morning, afternoon high of 47 degrees, more springtime weather with a few showers, periods of rain, and a few thunderstorms as well before the colder air moves in as the system moves off to the east on Sunday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 36 now at the airport, 39 downtown, 38 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Even think of messing with her ranch dressing as Democratic presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand was speaking at an Iowa City restaurant called The Airliner. This viral moment took off.
From the bold ideas that the base and the grassroots care about. Sorry,
oh, sorry. I'm just trying to get some ranch. Go ahead.
Jimmy Fallon has the replay.
Base and the grassroots care about.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get some ranch.
She's like, look, your election's in 2 years. I need my ranch now. Okay, come on.
And thus was born Ranch Girl, the hero America needs now. So what is so great about ranch?
I think it's the best condiment. Like, if I could only have one for the rest of my life, it would definitely be ranch.
College student Hannah Kinney was upstairs leading a Bible study group when their order arrived without ranch dressing. Hannah tried to wiggle her way to the kitchen through the Gillibrand crowd, not recognizing the senator.
I was thinking, oh, Hannah, they're thinking you're just, like, trying to cut in front to get, like, closer to the senator. That's why I, like, threw my hands up and I was like, I'm just trying to get some ranch. Like, I don't want anyone to be, like, mad.
Elle Magazine gushed, clear a space on Mount Rushmore, and then changed the name to Mount Ranchmore. So what was the ranch for? Pizza. The ranch girl is a dipper. She dips her pizza in it. Ranch Girl says she leans left and plans to vote Democratic. Senator Gillibrand tweeted, never get between a Midwesterner and their ranch, telling Hannah, pizza's on me during the next trip to Iowa City. The restaurant's giving her a year's supply of ranch.
Do you ever drink it straight from the bottle?
I have definitely probably done that like on a dare like in the past.
On her wish list, an endorsement deal from Wishbone. Jeannie Mose, CNN.
My cameraman's telling me I have ranch on my upper
lip. I love it.
And she is joining us. Ranch Girl, Hannah Kinney, is on the hotline. Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey, we saw your T-shirts. I'm just looking for some ranch, which I think are amazing. But to be clear, they make their own ranch at this restaurant, and that's why it's so good is what you said, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is similar in Kansas as well, but in Iowa, a lot of restaurants, especially not chain restaurants, make their own ranch in the back of the kitchen, and it is amazing.
Did you know who she was when you walked past her or not?
I could tell from the vibe and also from living in Iowa City for 4 years in Iowa in general my entire life that, like, this is the time that political figures start showing up, whether they've officially announced for president or not. So after like being down there for a few seconds before I wiggled my way through, I figured it was something related to that, but I didn't know it was her personally.
Yeah. And then when did you first know this had become a thing on the internet?
Yeah, so I actually am still riding that iPhone 6S train, so my phone is doing horrible, and it died at about 9:30, and I think the video got posted around like 10:40-ish, I don't really remember exactly, but I didn't get back home until midnight, and my phone was dead that entire time, because I was with a group of friends, so I was like, if someone really needs me, they can call me from there, and I get back, and one of my fellow RAs had tagged me in tagged me something on Twitter, and I figured it was just a meme, because that's what you do in college. You just tag your friends in memes.
Right.
And I look at it, and I'm like, that's me. Like, I kind of forgot live tweeting was a thing. I thought it had kind of gone out the door. And then at that point, it was only at 20,000 views, which, like, it's funny saying only 20,000 views,
right,
to be honest. But, yeah, it was only, like, an hour after posting it, and it was already at 20,000 views. And I was like, I wonder where this is going
to
go.
So when your phone roared back to life, did you have messages from everyone? Like, did your family see it?
My family, are all kind of people that go to bed at a normal time.
Yeah.
So most of them had not messaged me. It was mostly my friends. And even at that point, I don't think a lot of people had seen it. Like, even with like a few people tweeting it at me, I think like if they didn't really care about like politics, maybe they didn't even watch the video because they probably assumed it was something having to do with that. So
yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't really get it. My phone wasn't really bombarded till the next morning.
And then this is what I can't stop laughing. This was just such a simple little thing. It was just a handful of words. And then Jimmy Fallon is talking about you, which is crazy.
Yeah, I think it's wild. I really wish Jimmy would have brought me on his show. I would have died.
Right?
Because he's awesome.
I didn't see it live. Like, someone had to tell me because I don't have cable. Like, I don't have a TV in my room because I live in the res hall and it's already small enough. But I watched it online. Like, I've watched the video a few times, and every single time I'm just like, that's Jimmy Fallon talking about me.
You're not running for 2 years. I need my ranch now.
Yeah, that's the best comment, honestly, that I've heard the entire time.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I love your newfound fame.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
What's it like? You go to a major university, University of Iowa, 20-something thousand students, I imagine. What is it like walking on campus right now?
Yeah, so thankfully, with all of, like, the stuff that I did yesterday with this and just, like, responding to people and, like, interviewing, I actually don't have class on Wednesday, so that was very helpful, or I would have either not done any of the interviews or I would have missed all of my classes, essentially. Yeah. But today, walking to class, I had, like, a few people, like, mention things to me, but the funniest thing was I was in the elevator in my residence hall, and a different resident, not from my floor, had the Washington Post article pulled up on her phone, and she looked at it, looked at me, and then turned the phone towards me, and I was like, yep, that's me.
Wow! That's awesome!
Well, you know what? You seem like such a grounded young lady, and I think you're fantastic. And I love your honesty. And a lot of people were commenting on that online about how you could just walk by a U.S. senator who's likely but not yet running for president and just say, listen, I'm not here for any of this garbage. I just want some ranch.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, she was trying to snub the senator. And I'm like, that wasn't my goal. But the thing was, she was in the major intersection of a restaurant. And what do you do at a restaurant? You eat food. So I was like, I'm just trying to get the ranch like most people here at this restaurant.
All right, now wait. All right, we have to do this. You tell me yes or no. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ranch girl. Ranch on a pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Fries.
Yes.
Pretzels.
Never tried it.
Oh.
What do you not put ranch on?
Fruit. I've never done that.
Like an apple?
Pineapple on pizza. Yeah, like I don't. I also don't put pineapple on my pizza, so I've never had like that.
Oh my God! You don't put pineapple on your pizza?
No.
Are you a human?
No. I agree. I'm with you, Hannah.
Hannah.
I'm anti-pineapple on pizza.
Oh, I'm anti-Hannah all of a sudden. What?
Oh my gosh!
No.
I'm with you, Hannah. No pineapple on my pizza.
Oh my word!
Thank you,
ladies.
But yeah, I would say also like most sweet things, I don't put it on. Like I wouldn't put it on a dessert. That's like along the same line as like the fruit, all vegetables.
Do you think, Hannah, honestly, do you think one of the ranch companies will reach out to you?
Have they already?
There has been a few ranch companies that have reached out to me. The one that was like the interview that was last night that was posted, they said I was hoping for an endorsement from Wishbone, which I didn't say in that interview. So I was a little annoyed when they did that, but also I was still just like amazed that I was on national TV, so I couldn't be that mad.
Go with Hidden Valley. They've got the most money.
All I know is there is currently a ranch company sending me ranch in a mini fridge, and they're delivering that to my res hall.
That's awesome. That's the most college thing ever, Hannah.
Yeah. Hey. I was very confused. I was like, wait, like a mini fridge? They're like, yeah, like a dorm mini fridge. And I was like, oh, my word.
That is great. And you just keep riding this train, girl. I'm telling you, you are a college student. I remember what it's like to be a poor college student.
Make it, get it while it's hot,
That's
Hannah.
That's right.
I'll definitely do my best.
No, no. Take my word. Get it while it's hot.
That's right.
Milk this cow for everything she's got. I'm telling you right now. Now, wait.
We'll see what happens to t-shirts.
Let's find out. By the way, you're selling t-shirts, right?
So I'm not. There's a company called Raygun, which is like, I'm pretty sure a nationwide company.
They are.
I could be wrong, but, and they made the t-shirts, and I'm talking to them right now. I don't know what exactly is going to come from it. I was just amazed that they had made t-shirts.
Okay.
So I don't really know what's
going to
come from
it. No. Let me give you a little bit of advice, somebody who's been around the block once or twice. Everybody is going to try to take advantage of you.
Yeah, they're trying to make money off of you.
You make sure that you get ahead of this. You need to get, can I be perfectly honest with you, Hannah?
Yeah, sure.
You need to get a lawyer right now.
Because they're taking your words and profiting off of what
That's
you
right.
said.
That's right. You need to get a lawyer yesterday.
Yeah. Just go to...
me. I needed to get a publicist yesterday.
Yeah,
too.
Just go to legal over at your college. They'll help you.
Mm-hmm. There are plenty of lawyers. You're in Iowa City, is that right?
Yeah.
There are plenty of good lawyers in that town. Go get a lawyer tomorrow because everybody is going to try to make a mint off of... I'm not kidding. Off of, I just want to get some ranch. What you said to Kirsten Gillibrand, and I know it was perfectly innocent, and you were just trying to get some ranch, and that's fantastic, and you're fantastic, but everybody, there are sharks in these waters, and they are going to try to get money off of what you did. You need to get a lawyer to make sure that you get what is owed to you.
That's good to know. My mom was telling me about that, and I was like, is it really that serious? And then she, like, has been talking to, like, all of my family about it.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you were on Jimmy Fallon and on CNN. You need...
You're right.
I'm being serious. There are going to be people who... And, you know, this is what people call your 15 minutes of fame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right in the middle of it. You need to get a lawyer because everybody's going to try to literally suck your 15 minutes of fame for every penny they can get.
Yep, you fight them, girl.
Yep.
This is all you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you put ranch on steak?
I've actually only really had like one steak in my life, and I did not at that time.
Okay. That's all right. That's a good answer.
All right. Now you take my word.
Hannah, you go be good, and you enjoy your 15 minutes. I just think it's a fantastic story.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
Take care, Eddie.
And see, I told you we'd get you out of here by 6 o'clock so you can go meet with your RAs.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, be good, kid. Bye. You study hard, all right?
Will do.
All right, you take care.
Sending her a mini fridge. That's brilliant.
That is awesome. She needs to get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. If they're already selling t-shirts with her. I thought she was selling them.
I did, too.
It's not. It's another company that ripped the...
I just want to get some ranch.
Which is funny.
And
do you know who would buy that shirt and wear it? And I can just see it right now. Jonathan Weir.
Yeah.
Weir would walk in wearing that shirt.
I just want to get some ranch. But see, the thing is, and this is where Hannah, you know, she's young. She's, what, 20-something years old? Yeah. She has no idea the way the real world works yet. She will find out soon enough. This is her first test case.
Yeah.
And there are going to be people out there who are going to try to make a lot of money off of what she said and what the words that she made famous.
Yeah.
I just want to get some ranch. And she needs to get ahead of this ball and make sure that she gets at least what she's deserved. I'm not saying...
Her words.
That's right. I'm not saying she needs to make $1 million, $2 million, whatever.
Well, but if someone else is going to make $1 million...
That's right. Then
come
she
on.
Then she deserves a cut.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. And let's be honest, they were embarrassed with their smile. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart? He is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.